Okay, girls, today I'm giving you the inside scoop on my favorite place to save this spring. At Ross, it's the spot to get everything you need at prices you'll love. Because when you find brand names for 20 to 60% off other retailers' prices, you'll definitely be finding your next favorite outfit and more. Trust me, you don't want to miss out on these deals on your favorite dresses and tops. And at this price, you might as well throw in a new purse or pair of shoes too. But Ross isn't just about savings, they're about giving back. This year, Ross and their customers raised over $4.1 million to support the Boys and Girls Club and local youth programs to help kids and families thrive. Seriously, just visit your local Ross and see for yourself, because I know you like to keep your closet full and your costs low. So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at your local Ross.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Finish your outdoor wood projects with Cabot Premium Wood Care Products. Australian Timber Oil is an exterior stain that provides maximum penetration, durability, and water repellency, making it ideal for decks, siding, outdoor furniture, and more. Save big money at Menards on Cabot Premium Wood Care Products. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
The following production is part of the We Be Geeks podcast collective.
From days long ago, from uncharted regions of the universe, comes a legend.
The dream that came through a million years, that lived on through all the tears.
It came here, the Fandom Nexus.
Fabulous secret powers were revealed to our host as he plugged in his microphone.
I have a podcast!
Here he is, your Spider-Pan, Jeremy.
Hello, yeah, it's me again. We're back with more fun from Planet Comic-Con this week here at the Fandom Nexus. As the man says, I am your host, Jeremy. They call me the Spider-Pan. If you don't know why, well, you have to go back quite a few episodes. All of us Lost Boys here had to have a nickname, and when we were the Neverland Podcast, I was the Pan, and I'm a huge Spider-Man fan, so that makes me the Spider-Pan. Welcome aboard if you are new here. I don't know how you found us, but thank you for finding us and taking the time to download and listen. Or if you happen to be listening on YouTube, hey, thanks for finding us there as well. We've got a lot of great fun today. So this is a local artist and I would say a humorist, Carrie Callen. I have been reading his stuff since, well, I don't even know how long. Halo and Sprocket, I think I probably found maybe the late 90s or early 2000s. I don't remember when I first found this, but it was an independent artist and everything. Yeah, but you know, I found it in a small, you know, independent comic shop instead of one of these chain ones like Vintage Stock or whatever. But I read it. It was hilarious. He had stuff that was published in the Kansas City Star for a while. He's worked for Mad Magazine. He's got another great book he put out called Dirt Nap, which is really a lot of fun stories, which we'll talk about here when I interviewed him. Oh, that's right. That's what we're talking about, because I talked to him at Planet Comic Con. I've come up to him. I've talked to him a little bit at his booth, but I arranged to have some sit down time with him so we could talk all about where he came from, his humor, working at Mad Magazine, and that kind of thing. Lots of definitely some fun stuff in store. And definitely, if you have not read any of his stuff, I highly recommend it. It is charming. It is funny. It looks at things from a very different perspective and stuff that you usually don't think of. So it's got a lot of originality to his humor. And you've probably seen a lot of his artwork online, especially Facebook. He's done these little kind of goofy Silver Age superhero DC comic and some Marvel art where he does stuff where he'll arrange like the classic style Avengers to look like they did in the movie and the posing them that way. Or he'll make jokes from Silver Age style Superman. And you've probably seen them because they were shared everywhere. And I'm one of them people. I get on Facebook and I see his stuff shared and nobody is said he was the artist. I will go through and I will tag him in it and say, hey, the artist is Carrie Callen, which I didn't even know how to say his name right, actually, until I sat with him at the Planet Comic Con. So it's a great conversation. You're going to enjoy it. Definitely a lot of really fun. And I definitely think you would enjoy Halo and Sprocket and Dirt Nap, both of his big books. And I'm hoping for more Dirt Nap, and I think that'd make a great animated series. And Halo and Sprocket would make a great primetime animated series too, because it's just fun. Well, I'm going to skip over what I've been watching, because I haven't really been watching anything other than my wife is still getting me to watch the Delicious in Dungeon on Netflix. Whenever I sit down to eat something, she's like, oh, we are watching another episode. And all this going along, I haven't really gotten to finish. I'm trying to watch Daredevil season 3 so I can watch the Daredevil Born Again series, which I'm hearing it was pretty good. And they even said, oh, no, we're going to do another season of that. And I'm like, well, great. Now, if I just need to get caught up here on season 3, which I've been enjoying, but I haven't had time to sit and watch, and I've been too busy playing stuff. I, you know, as I've mentioned before, I've been playing through the pixel remasters of the Final Fantasy games and getting platinum trophies on those. I've made it up through 4 before Indiana Jones and the Great Circle came out, and I'm having so much fun with that, and I'm on my way. I'm going to platinum that puppy too, but I'm having so much fun with it that when I get home from work, I spend myself about an hour or so playing with that, and so I haven't really watched anything, but I'm so much enjoying it, and I'm starting to get accustomed to the combat, the fighting. You can make adjustments. I got it to where only one guy is going to hit me at one time. I'll have maybe a crowd of them get around me, but they'll take turns hitting me like a movie would be, you know. So that way it's easier to pay attention. Plus, you can also turn it if you can just hold down your block if you're not that really great at like the typical parrying, because maybe like me, you're a little older and don't have those reflexes those kids do. So I can hold down the block and I can counter a punch or something or whatever's used against me that way. So it's a great way to have somebody come at me, and it's almost like the original Tekken back in the arcades, how I used to play that. I would block a strike against me, then I would come in with a combo, is how I used to play that. And it works pretty well in Indiana Jones here. If you let them take a swing at you, you block it, and then you get in a combo of punches, and you can usually knock them out in a few blows, unless they're a bigger, tougher guy. And as you go along, you can get things that make you a little stronger, make your punches hit harder, give you a bit more stamina, give you a bit more health. I mean, you're leveling up. This is a Bethesda game, after all. The people of Skyrim, you know, come on. So, but I am definitely enjoying it. And this has been a better story than anything we've gotten in those last two movies that I like to pretend don't exist. Okay. So definitely recommending this now that it's out on PS5, and all you Xbox players probably already been playing it and be like, this is great. Oh, too bad the PlayStation people can't get it. Well, now we've got it on the PlayStation and I'm having a ball. It is fantastic. It is the Indiana Jones fantasy you've always wanted of being Indiana Jones. It's wow. It is great. I'm really, really enjoying it. Okay, but let's go ahead and let's talk to you a little bit about Dubby before I get into our main content. Of course, Dubby.gg, using the discount code Neverland. In fact, I've got a link right there at neverlandpodcast.com. Big letters, big white letters, says Dubby. You can go in there and you can get that discount. If you are playing a game, you need some energy, but you definitely don't want the jitters from a bunch of caffeine. Dubby has drink mixes. You can just mix it in water, lots of different flavors, gives you some natural vitamin energy, make you feel good. Make you get in there and play those games. That is Dubby. And now let us go straight into me over there with Carrie Callen. Today, we're of course, I say today, but I'm going to be sitting with a lot of people, but I'm sitting here with Carrie Callen.
Hello.
Local artist who made good. And I mean, very good. I mean, you might not be one of the most famous names in the world, but you've done so much incredible work.
Thank
between
you.
Writing and your comics and Mag Magazine that, and I've been reading your stuff since, I can't even remember how long ago that I first found Halo and Sprocket in a comic shop.
That would have been 2001, maybe, when the first one came out.
Probably was, because I was still dating my wife, and I remember I got it, I read it, I said, this is great, you got to read this.
Hopefully she liked it, because I've noticed with Halo and Sprocket that people who don't normally read comics will actually like it a lot of times, because it's a whole bunch of short stories, so people don't get bored, and it's also about everyday life, so people can relate to it. I guess I should say a little more about it.
Yeah.
It's about a robot and an angel who live with a young single woman. So the robot looks at everything very logically, and the angel, it's not a religious book at all, but the angel sees everything metaphysically. And then you've got poor Katie, the human, who's stuck in between the two. So she's always kind of having to deal with both these extreme viewpoints. And like I say, it's a humor book. If I hadn't said that, it's a humor book. Mm-hmm. It's like a short story. So I usually get great reviews on it, so I would recommend it. If people are interested in my writing, I would say get Halo and Sprocket. the art's more simple than it is on my other work. But thanks for bringing it up.
Yeah. I love like little bits of the everyday things we think was a human, and seeing like the contrast with Halo and Sprocket, like even when she's trying to prove a point and she fills a glass, like, okay, see, it's whether or not you see this glass is half full and half empty. And they can't even see it, what she's going, you know. It's like Sprocket's like, well, actually it's about 40% full and the other part is full of air. And
well, his first reaction is something I've never heard before until I thought of it. Is that it's half full because he watched her fill the glass.
Oh, yeah.
So as she filled the glass, as he was filling the glass, she stopped, so it was half full. If you had a full glass of water and poured out half of it, then it would be half empty.
Yeah.
And then they talk about other possibilities, like the one you mentioned, too. And, of course, Halo, the angel, doesn't even understand the question because it's like looking at a yin-yang and saying, is this a yin or is it a yang?
You know? Yeah.
So it's that type of story. Yeah.
And part of the fun is that you never explain why they're living together, so everybody gets to come up with their own theory.
Right.
My thought is maybe she invented Sprocket. Either way, Sprocket is a new development of AI and has some sort of robotic soul, and so Halo was sent to kind of monitor his growth.
More or less, yeah.
And it seems to fit.
Yeah.
So that's my own brain theory, whatever.
I know how they got together, and I don't know if I'll ever tell the story or not, because I started writing it once, and it just felt so different than these short stories that examine everyday life. And those are the two elements that are out of place, is an angel and a robot. So if I tell the origin, it's not like that, because it's not about everyday life. It's got to be more about scientific breakthroughs and angels appearing on Earth and that kind of thing. So I don't know. I don't know if I'll ever tell it, because it kind of amuses me too that you don't need it. You don't need the origin. Just enjoy the stories.
We really don't. And especially, I still, one of my favorite little shorts that you did in there, other than because I have three cats, I love the cat one you've done. But where Katie's just sitting there watching TV, Halo and Sprocket suddenly pop up in the middle of the room, shift a little thing over. It's like, great, now we do this and nothing, none of this will ever happen. And they've got like weird stuff on their heads, and you're like, I have no idea what just happened. She's like, you two are never going to explain this to me, are you?
Well, they don't know. Yeah. I always think of time travel stories when people go back and change something so that it will never happen. Then it never happened. So there's no story to tell.
But just little, just funny ideas. It's like that I don't, we normally don't think about, but that's why I think this is probably one of the most creative bits of comedy I think I've ever read, because it's crazy stuff that you relate to, but you don't stop and think about it. So, and especially even Dirt Nap. Dirt Nap I picked up, I guess, a couple of years ago. It was something new. And
I finished Halo and Sprocket and put them in a collection. It's like I don't remember the page count, 140 maybe. Maybe a little more. And it occurred to me, it's like, wow, I've done enough work over time that this could have been a single story at that many pages, you know. It didn't seem like, as I was doing single pages, it just didn't feel like a bigger project, but then it turned into big after I kept doing them. So anyway, I thought maybe it'd be fun to write just a single self-contained story that has a beginning and end. So that's what Dirt Nap is, which is one word. By the way, if you're looking for Dirt Nap or Halo and Sprocket, you can get them on Amazon. It's a lot easier to just type my name in, because otherwise you get Sprockets and for bicycles. But going back to Dirt Nap, the premise of it basically is a guy dies and he's a ghost. And then a little later, his body rises as a zombie. Because a ghost, obviously, is a spirit without a body, and a zombie is a body without a spirit. So they end up merging back together, and then they end up fighting werewolves and vampires and that kind of thing. So, like I say, it's self-contained. You get to see the origin of the characters that are in it. And it was just a fun little romp. I love the kind of Marvel horror books as a kid. So I was basically writing it to entertain my inner child, you know. But it's probably more PG, maybe PG-13. So, you know,
it's still got a lot of that great comedy in there.
Yeah, I try to do that.
Yeah. I would say if everyone is wondering if they'd like Dirt Nap, if you like stuff like Monster Squad, you'd probably like this. If you just love like some monster stuff, but you want a little bit of a lightheartedness to it, you will love Dirt Nap.
Yeah, it's almost more of an adventure story with humor in it, and using monsters.
So if you don't want to necessarily be scared by the monsters, but you love stories with monsters in it, it's a lot of fun. I don't know if I've got my wife to read that one yet.
Yeah, well, it's more daunting. Like I say, if people don't normally read comics, and I see people make this mistake. It's like, oh, you've never read a comic? Here's Watchmen. Read it. But you give that to a person that isn't used to reading comics, and it's too big a chore. Or Bone. I've seen that to kids. Mm. It's like, here, read Bone. You know, Bone is great, but if they're not already in the habit of reading comics, most kids will not finish it because it's so long.
Yeah, that's why if with a kid, you're going to give them some, give them like Spidey and Friends if they're even still printing that one. Like when Marvel aims at a kid's stuff, they do a really good job. I think it's like, okay, here you go.
Yeah. I don't know if they do any currently, do they?
I'm
maybe
not
graphic
sure.
Novels.
They might.
In bookstores, I don't know.
I mean, they're, you know, because this is a great bridge for, you know, they keep making different animated series. Like, all right, if you get a kid to watch a cartoon, of course, if I had kids of my own, I'd probably have them watch the old stuff. I collect all the, like, the 90s Spider-Man to see you can get on Disney Plus. I'm like, here, watch this. And then I'll get you some of my old comic books, and we'll read those together, and I'll try to explain what the weird characters pop in.
Yeah.
So it is nice to have a self-contained, like, I don't really have to explain this. Like, here, just dive in. You just have fun with that. Now, granted, Halo and Sprocket, some stuff I think might go over a kid's head because they haven't lived enough life to get some of the humor of some of the things we go through, like the annoying neighbor that comes over.
Yeah.
It's like, I hate having to call. I better cover up. He's going to go fix my toilet, you know?
Yeah, they, you know, kids like things like, I'm just saying, we have kids that talk to me about the book, like when the human Katie buys butter crackers. And then when you cover over half the box, it says butt crack.
So, which is something I would have never thought.
There's a little bit of juvenile humor like that in here and there. It's family friendly. I think any age, you know, from five and up can find things to enjoy about it.
But it may ruin a lollipop for you, Albert.
Oh, yeah. We don't need to talk about that.
I'll leave that a surprise. You all just need to read this book. So before you started doing this, you mentioned that you used to work at Hallmark here locally.
Yeah, and actually, when I did Halo and Sprocket, I was still at Hallmark. So that's the reason I have a simpler art approach to it, because it was easy to write because I had like a 30-minute drive in and out to work every day. Maybe a little longer, actually. And that was my thinking time, you know, and I could think of a lot of stuff. So I've still worked at Hallmark when I worked on Halo and Sprocket. And that's also the reason I stopped doing it, just because I just couldn't keep it up, the schedule. Yeah. But Hallmark, I actually worked in the licensing department most of my career there, where we do Disney product. And they still do Disney. And, you know, Peanuts and Warner Brothers characters. We have Marvel, DC at some point. Then I actually started working for MAD while I was still at Hallmark, too, you know? I started doing work for MAD in 2017, I think. Maybe the first piece didn't come out until 2018. But I love working for them. So I'm no longer at Hallmark, but I still occasionally do work for MAD.
So do you mainly do like one-shot type of things with MAD, or have you ever gotten to do like a movie parody? Or
no, there's a Free Comic Book Day comic that came out last year.
I think I remember seeing that.
And the cover has Superman ripping open his costume and exposing his bare chest. Because he says, this is a job for, and he's like, crap, I'm already in costume. So this Free Comic Book Day is actually a great sampler of my work, because I have the cover, and then about a third of the work on the inside is my work.
Nice.
It's made up of reprints, but it's all superhero reprints. And like I say, about a third of it is some of the stuff I did for him. So that's a fun book to me.
Mm-hmm.
Because regular MAD issues, when I have work in it, it's usually, depends on the issue, one page, two pages, three, maybe four, you know.
Okay, girls, today I'm giving you the inside scoop on my favorite place to save this spring. At Ross, it's the spot to get everything you need at prices you'll love. Because when you find brand names for 20 to 60% off other retailers' prices, you'll definitely be finding your next favorite outfit and more. Trust me, you don't want to miss out on these deals on your favorite dresses and tops. And at this price, you might as well throw in a new purse or pair of shoes too. But Ross isn't just about savings. They're about giving back. This year, Ross and their customers raised over $4.1 million to support the Boys and Girls Clubs and local youth programs to help kids and families thrive. Seriously, just visit your local Ross and see for yourself. Because I know you like to keep your closet full and your costs low. So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at your local Ross.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
And now back to He-Man and the Masters of the Universe.
I suppose that between Hallmark and Matt, that's probably how where you've developed, because a lot of your, you know, commission work and stuff you share on Facebook, you can replicate like those silver and golden age comic book styles and like switching styles for all the time. It's got to be part of that Hallmark doing all the licensed characters, because you have to be on brand with that.
Right, exactly. Yeah, you had to be on model and everything you draw, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't have a choice because everything had to be approved by the licensor.
Yeah.
I will say, though, that a lot of licensors gave us a little freedom to do our own interpretation of characters, so we would do that sometimes. But things typically didn't sell as well when they were done in some kind of different style than the consumers used to or used to seeing, especially since a lot of it's for kids. You know, the adult shopping wants it to look like the property they know instead of a version of it. But we did both, you know, and they both sold.
It can be fun to see like alternate ones if you do like a little overly like chibi versions of Disney characters, which Disney's actually managed to sell pretty well. That can work, do that as alternate, but part of you always wants to go back to the way you remember it when you were a kid. Right. When somebody messes with it, you're just like, I know, it's not the same.
And so. Some properties are jarring to see a different version of them, like Peanuts. You know, you're so used to seeing Charles Schulz's version. And I actually started there when Charles Schulz was still with us, so... Mm. I got to visit him two or three times. You know, he came out to Hallmark once, and then we went out to him in Santa Rosa, California, a few times. And it's just interesting. Oh, that's the thing about the property department is kind of different now, because when I first started around 1990, a lot of the properties were newspaper comic strips. Like you got Peanuts, we had Garfield, for a while we had Kathy, for a while we had Dilbert, for a while we had Ziggy. But it's interesting because you got to meet the creators of them. I got to meet and talk with all those people who created the comic strips. But now, since newspapers pretty much started dying out, I don't think you have the big followings of newspaper strips. So all the properties are owned by a corporation. So, you know, people that work there now don't get to meet the actual creator because there's not a single one like there used to be. That's me going off on a tangent. Yeah. But I just kind of thought of that the other day. I thought, that's kind of interesting. You know, it's not quite as fun to meet people as it used to be.
I appreciate being, you know, I'm not quite 50, but I'm getting there. I don't look like it. I don't act like it. But I, one of the things I appreciate is I was able to grow up and have an appreciation of reading all the Sunday funnies. And like Marceline, Missouri, used to have this thing called Toon Fest, and they'd invite cartoonists in all the time. So I've gotten to see like Guy Gilchrist, who used to draw Muppet comics and stuff. Uh-huh. And then, I can't think of his name now. Who currently, he's one of the sons of the original Crater Family Circus, but he was there 1 year.
Bill Keane's son?
Yeah, I can't remember which one of the Keens. Yeah, it's one of his sons. Because one of them ended up working at Disney as an animator, and another one took over the Family Circus, and he was there 1 year. And the funny thing is, he was wearing the sons as a mask, the son of Family Circus, because this character was based off me. So he was wearing that one.
Oh, that's funny.
But it's really kind of cool. And we even had one time the creator of Foxtrot. Came in and shared with us, and like I love that because that's how we used to get our entertainment.
Right.
Is I didn't want to read the news when I was a kid, but I had to go straight for the funnies, and I don't know that kids really get to have that appreciation anymore. So I feel like I got to have something that was special that the kids don't get anymore. And so now on Instagram, though, I can follow all these artists. So I always get new Foxtrots on Instagram to read, and some old classic ones, and BC and Wizard of Id. You can follow these artists now as long as you know where they're at.
Right.
And get to see new comics all the time. And, so I was like, it's special, but it's like, if I had kids, I'd be like, okay, I want you to be able to read this because this was how, you know, this is how we read the newspaper. This is what we wanted all the time.
Right.
There's amazing artists, and they have to write their own stuff and have these great jokes they can only do in like 3 to 4 panels. And it's like, they have to produce something every day. It's like, this is amazing that people can do this.
And Sunday comics were especially important to me as a kid because I grew up in rural Arkansas in a town of 246 people. So I never saw any art except on Sunday newspapers. My brother would occasionally bring home a coverless Mad magazine, and I don't know where he got them. And I asked him once we were adults, he didn't remember where he got them. And then when we go into town, because we have to drive a distance to be in a bigger place to get a haircut and that kind of stuff. So I mentioned a haircut because as a kid, that's where I first saw comic books, you know, waiting to get my haircut. So I eventually talked my mom into buying comics or letting me buy comics. So in my little place in the hills of the Ozarks in Arkansas, the only art I really saw was Sunday newspapers. Mm-hmm. We got the Sunday paper, nothing else, and Mad and comics. You know, we didn't have museums or anything.
Yeah.
Well, there was a museum in another town that we would go to for other things, but it was a gun museum. It seems like maybe I went in there once. I don't think they had much art. So anyway, and today it wouldn't be as much of an issue, obviously, because you can go online and see any art you want.
I hope enough kids know to go looking for it. So there's a lot of great stuff.
That's one reason I have a love for, you know, old comics and Mad, doing humor a lot of the time.
Yeah. And that's really a lot of situational stuff in your antics. It'll be like these one shot kind of things. You have crazy stuff happening with superheroes, like the Justice League gets together and they're trying to make Batman laugh. Stuff like that. That's like, I don't know. It's just kind of Jesus. Like, this is stuff I never would have thought of. Even as simple as something like you had, you know, Superman forgetting he's already in costume and trying to rip the shirt off and whoops. And it's like, we don't think of that. So you've got I don't know where that sense of humor come from. Do you have a funny grandpa or something?
I don't know. I mean, I spent a lot of time reading Mad and comics.
That's
and Sunday comics, so I kind of came from, I kind of developed my sense of humor through a lot of that stuff.
Yeah, well, I think if I saw this correctly, you had like a family gas station. So I guess if you're ever helping out at the gas station, the best thing to do is sit around reading Mad Boy.
Yeah, it was actually the store in town, the general store.
Oh, the general store.
So we had groceries in the front and feed for cattle in the back. But I always like going into town because we just had things like cornflakes and, you know, back way back when they had toys in cereal boxes.
Yeah.
But the cereal we got, you know, bran flakes and grape nuts, you know, stuff like that. We never got cereal in the toys, which
farmer food.
Yeah. So it was always fun going to town and get some kids cereal.
That reminds me of my cousin.
So really my exposure to art was all, I mean, I guess on cereal boxes too. Everything had a purpose. I never just saw art for art's sake. Mm. So when I draw now, there's something in me that wants an idea behind it, you know, instead of just drawing something.
Want to communicate something, want to tell somebody, want to make somebody laugh most of the time, it seems. Yeah. Something strikes you funny, like, oh, I know how I can tell this one.
Yeah.
Which works very well.
I think of things sometimes and I have to draw them just because I have to.
Yeah. And I think random stuff pops in my head, but I swear the random stuff that must pop in your head, it's got to be entertaining.
They do. And actually, wanting to draw them, you know, some artists relax by painting landscapes or something, but I do a comic strip or such. So I started doing those and posting them online, and that's actually how Mad found me. They saw some of the stuff and then contacted me and asked me if I wanted to do similar stuff for Mad. And I was like, you bet I do.
It's like, oh, darn, and I was waiting for Cracked to call. I used to read Cracked, too. Cracked and Mad, when I'm coming, like, in middle school, they would always have the new issues. I was always checking them out so I could read them.
Yeah, I've got Cracks around, too. Yeah. Now somewhere.
That's probably why I have a slightly dark sense of humor. There's stuff I laugh at that my wife looks at me like, what's wrong with you? I'm like, no, that's, I'm sorry, that was funny.
See, I use my wife as a gauge, too. It's like, okay, I thought of this idea. Should I do that or should I not do that?
So when you were a kid and you would get these comics and everything, is that how you kind of developed your skills? You'd sit there like, I wonder if I could draw that character.
Yeah. I had an older brother, and he would draw also. And we would do what a lot of kids do is get, you know, blank paper, fold it in half, staple it, and draw our own version of Mad Magazine.
Yeah. More policy because he's got people looking at his art.
Good. Oh, lost my train of thought.
Okay.
Oh, my brother?
Oh, okay. Yeah, your brother, yes.
My brother did not continue to draw, however, because once he got old enough, a teenager, instead of drawing, he started drawing house plans. Then he started building stuff. So he ended up being a carpenter in teenage years. He was always building things, you know, small things, usually. But I just kept on drawing stuff on paper. It held more interest for me than building things. Probably not as useful a skill as building your own house.
But. Yeah. So were your parents kind of, they were super supportive or were like, I don't know what you're ever going to do with this?
Well, I wasn't super supportive myself until my probably later years in high school because we didn't have art classes or anything in the schools I grew up in, grade school, high school, any of that. So it didn't even kind of occur to me that I could do art for a living until I was later years in high school. I just liked doing it, and I was like, hey, wait a minute, maybe I could do this for a living. So then I ended up going to University of Arkansas, and then I had art classes for the first time, you know.
So when you first got into Mad Magazine, did you send a copy to your parents like, look, I did something with
it? No, I didn't.
Did you keep your first issue of Mad Magazine, get it framed? It's like, aha, my first time in Mad Magazine.
No, I don't have it framed, but I have it somewhere. It gets tricky when you start doing just random things. Yeah. And for people like, oh, you know, you want to do some pages in my Kickstarter project, that kind of thing, which I've done some of, and I'm going to do more of upcoming. And you start getting all these books in your house, and you're like, well, I'd like to keep one of them. Mm-hmm. Forgot what I was going with that. Oh, I don't have a Mad frame just because I just got a lot of books tucked away somewhere.
So after a while, I was like, oh, yeah, I did Mag Magazine again.
Well, no, I've always loved it. I mean, I love doing everything I've done pretty much. I've really enjoyed. It's just once I do it and it's out there, I just kind of stick it away somewhere, you know?
Yeah. All right, but once again, we probably better wrap this up. So if they go on Amazon, I want to make sure they spell it right because I was pronouncing it wrong. So I, you know. But so it's Kerry Callen, K-E-R-R-Y.
Callen.
If
you take the C off of it, then it's Allen. So it's like that. Even though there's probably people that pronounce it that way.
Yeah, maybe. I bet there's a lot. I can't be the only idiot.
I mean, actual people. Because I've heard this before. A lot of names in America have gotten pronounced differently over the years.
Yeah.
But just because language changing a bit. So I've read before a lot, like all Cullens, like a Cullen as a last name was actually at some point the same family as Callen, and things just kind of off the shoot. So it's all good.
Callen is C-A-L-L-E-N. So yeah, C with Allen, which my wife used to explain her last name because it's Billups was her maiden name. And people would always say Phillips. It's like, no, it's like you're billing UPS. Bill UPS.
Oh, yeah.
So it's, but yeah, I've talking about how names change, like my best friend and my pastor and everything, his last name is Kuntz. You know, from Germany, they changed the spelling because I'm sure it started with a K and all kinds of different stuff.
Right. And people coming over sometimes are illiterate once they, you know, so whenever they had to be documented and they told them their names, probably different people and different papers spelled them differently.
Maybe. So, like,
I don't know.
I guess that's the English version of my name.
I am not a history buff. So, if anyone's listening to this thinking that is just totally wrong, then okay, I could be wrong.
Don't at me, but come follow me on Instagram and, you know. So, you occasionally you do some commissions. If somebody wants to hire you to do a commission, how can they get a hold of you?
The best way is through email. It's just kerrycallenart@gmail.com. I also get people send me messages on Facebook or Instagram, private messages, which is a little riskier because a lot of them go, I try to remember to look at my message requests or in my spam folder because a lot of stuff goes to my spam folder that really shouldn't. So email's the most reliable way to get in contact.
Yeah, I still struggle with the email thing because I get so much spam in my email that I'm looking for a listener who sent me an email. Is like, this person, oh, it's a name. Oh, no, wait, they're trying to sell me something for tinnitus. I didn't know I had tinnitus. So I definitely get that one. But anyway, thanks for talking to us.
Oh, we forgot to
mention that while you were at Hallmark, you were a supervisor for Brett Iwan, which is cool. Before he became Mickey Mouse.
Yeah, when I worked in the properties department, he was a fan of properties. I think he was a rotation. It's been a while, so it's hard for me to remember. But I think he was just doing a rotation in our department when I supervised him for maybe 6 months or so. And then he went back to his normal department. And then very soon after that, he was the voice of Mickey Mouse and moved to California.
Yeah. Another local that did good.
Yeah.
And I love stories like that. It's like, yes, we're not a little podunk town in Kansas City. Well, you're from Arkansas. And everybody tries to make fun of Arkansas. Like, nobody's going to be successful in Arkansas. I was like, no, dude. We had a president from Arkansas once. Come on.
We did.
But it was, like I said, thanks for talking to us. This is great.
Thank you once
again, on Amazon, Kerry Callen. Go and look it up. Buy both of these books. You're going to love them. You can share them with your whole family. You're going to enjoy it. And if they get an animated series going on one of these things, because they really could. I mean, these would be great animated series. Or even at least for Dirt Nap, because it's kind of self-contained, a good animated movie would be great.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But I'd love a series of Halo and Sprocket because I think it would be that good primetime humor that I think everybody could sit and enjoy together. Because it's just, it's fun. It's very relatable. And the stuff you come up with in there, it's like, this guy's got a crazy guy, a crazy mind, man. But yeah, it's so relatable. It's very good stuff. And thanks once again.
Thank you.
Will you stop this foolishness?
What foolishness would you like to see?
All right, as we wrap this up, I do want to remind you about Podgagement. If you happen to be a podcaster, want to get your reviews from all over the world, plus a lot of other great features, award-winning podcaster Daniel J. Lewis has a great program, Podgagement. Of course, you can find links there at neverlandpodcast.com. If you go through the links,
it does help me out as well. And of course, don't forget that you can become a patron on Patreon and an exclusive member through Red Circle. You'll find it right there in the show notes there on your phone. Go and check that out. But Podgagement is fantastic service. Definitely want to check it out. So if you leave reviews, this is how I get it, and I can read it. I get it right emailed to me from wherever in the world. I don't have those Apple restrictions or whatever that somebody in a foreign country has sent a review and it's not going to give it to me. Podgagement makes sure that I get to see those reviews. So make sure you leave those reviews. Like, subscribe, do all that stuff. Alrighty, but also I want to thank Karen Kennedy, Ricky Pope of Christian Nerds Unite, and Darren Wilhite of the Wilhite and Wall Show. They helped me out with that introduction. Don't forget, you can send us an email, podcast@neverlandpodcast.com. Heck, if you send me an email, I'll share it. And plus, if there's something maybe you'd like me to cover that I haven't, I will thank you for the suggestion. Well, don't forget, we are on Facebook. I would recommend being part of the group, which is still under Neverland Podcast, for the title bar. If you put it in there, I think if you search for the Fandom Nexus, you should find that. Plus also the like page. But groups are more fun, and I can do a lot more in the group than I can on a like page. And of course, I mentioned patreon.com/Neverland Podcast. That's, of course, links are all on the neverlandpodcast.com website. No copyright infringement is intended, and copyright is held by respective owners. Content is shared for review and commentary purposes only under fair license. And now, get lost in an adventure, and I'll talk to you next time.
Six months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Finish your outdoor wood projects with Cabot Premium Wood Care Products. Australian Timber Oil is an exterior stain that provides maximum penetration, durability, and water repellency, making it ideal for decks, siding, outdoor furniture, and more. Save big money at Menards on Cabot Premium Wood Care Products. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening this week. Save.